We're now going to look at a very mysterious parasha in the Torah, and that is the twins and Peretz and Zarach. You know, it's kind of a strange name, strange people. They're like, it doesn't seem to like a kind of a little cutesy story about what happened in the delivery room. You know, you really, the Torah is not going to have some cute story about a delivery room. So we're trying to figure out what it's about. And Ramban tells us this is one of the great sodos of the Bria. And you have to understand, because this actually deals with Malchus and Klal Yisrael, the Malchus Beis Yehuda, Dovah Melech comes from Peretz, it really, really is very significant. Ma paratzta lecha Peretz, chazakta lecha chayzik lashem Rashi. Rashi says, you overpowered, you had like a surge of power. V'inya Peretz b'chol makom, nesitzas hageder v'avrei. Peretz is when you break a geder and break through it. Min Peretz Gidroi. Lama Peretz Yireha. Ova Shainam Peretz Akaris Lagana. So you have, Peretz means to disregard a barrier and break through. Ava Yom of Lashna Kodesh HaKol Oive Gvul Adava. Anybody who transcends boundaries, like a Peretz Yom of Akedma, where you spread out all over endlessly, there's no physical barrier that you're breaking through. It's not breaking through as much as spreading out. Because the first one looked like he was coming. The first one was about to go out, and the second one jumped ahead, so it was sort of out of line, out of order. Ma paratza peretz gadol begeder lemar leskemenu. V'ama alecha. The word alecha means ki hoya geder olav u'kol besoichei. In other words, alecha means you broke through something that is you have a barrier around you. Klem ma paratza alecha geder peretz gadol begeder leskemenu. Ebenezer says it means like other parts together yotzi mimenu. V'hine yesh alecha mishpat zeh peretz v'em bezeh tam. Ebenezer says a different pshat, and it's really based on the trop, fascinatingly enough. The trop in the psukim are odd, because one would expect it to go as follows. Ma peretz to alecha peretz. Why did you break through? There's a zakh of cotton and goes, Ma paratzta, with a stop, sort of a quieter comma, olecha paratz, which is so. Ibn Ezra translates it that way, and he says, why did you break through? By breaking through, you've become liable. Olecha paratz means the consequences of what you've done, and he's specifically he could have harmed the other child, etc. That's where you have the issue, and that's how he learns it. Ramban argues, fine. This is in the world of pshat. The Sefer Bohir, which is it's one of the components of the Zohar, it says it gives us an insight into a sod, into a very hidden meaning over here. Omer, they said, Ikri Zarach al Shem Achamish Rechas Tamid. One is called Zarach, that's similar to the sun, which is always shining. Or Peretz al Shem Halavana Nefretzes Leitim Nivus Leitim. And Peretz is al Shem de Levana, which sometimes breaks through, sometimes is broken, sometimes is built up. In other words, there are two types of illuminations in our world. There's the constant, consistent sun, and there's the erratic moon, which goes in cycles of up and down. Very Peretz v'abchor v'chamak del melavana. So Peretz, which represents the moon, that's the first one, and the sun, but the sun is bigger than the moon. So why would it be like that? Loi kasha. Daksiv v'yiten yad, uksiv v'achar tza'achiv. V'hine l'daitem hoyesham alavana l'f. The reason why there was the Levana symbolizes that Peretz is going to have Malchus David. Vayutoimim kalavonim etemas bechama, and the twins, because the moon and the sun are twins, and those they're bound onto each other. Vehine Peretz toim lezarach noisin yad. Peretz is a twin to the zarach. Vehu bechor bekarach olyan k'mashama afanib choret nehu. Vezel mamar mekidosh achodesh domer sochay bekayim v'maskel yavet. The Ramban dangles in front of us a little goodie and doesn't explain itself, just leaves us with a tease. So basically, it means as follows. You find two hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. Even in the Geula, we have Be'itoy and Achishena. There's a cycle which is normal, consistent, regular, predictable, and that's the sun. That's Keneged Hanhaga Tivis. And even the Geula that will come through time, Be'ito, that means anything that comes through a set time, it takes 10 minutes for the water to cook, means that it's a natural process. And then there's a process in the Bria of Peretz, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu just breaks through and does what he wants. It's true both about people also, in Avodas Hashem. There's a consistent, slow Avodas Hashem, and then this person makes sometimes extraordinary strides. And in Hashkocha, Kalal Yisrael is the Umasol Nishol Torchama, because they're very locked into a certain consistency, for whatever Madreig it is. Kalal Yisrael, it says, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan saw the Bitoy of Nachman Ben Gurion was picking a barley from the dirt of the animals, and he was terribly devastated. And they said, Ashrechem Yisrael, Lokya Yisrael, Shatem Oilem, Atem Oilem Lamala, Shem Yodem Yodem Lamata. That when you go high up, you go very, very high up. When you go low, you go lowest. So everyone asks, what's the Ashrechem? I mean, the first half is wonderful that we can go very, very high. And the answer is, it's both together. If I give a mashal, it's a difference between a person, when you ask somebody, why did you leave your job? You had a good job, and the person said, I broke off on my own. And why did you do that? And you answer, well, if I make it, I make it big, and if I fail, it was my problem. A person, there's a certain sense of liking that type of relationship, where you can be very, very matzliach, and the flip side of it is not. Klal Yisrael has a lot of bechira, and they can use it and become extraordinarily good, and they can use it and become terrible, and it's up to them to make that move. And that's why the Ashrechem goes on a whole thing that we're in a lunar mode where we're not predictable. We can do things. We can change things. The flip side is obviously that we can also fail miserably. Okay, the next piece is about Yosef's Cholom, and this is an Akedah that speaks about the Inyan of a Pisrin Cholom, which is kind of strange. What exactly is the Pisrin of the Cholom simply an analysis that's objective and anybody could do it? And you just kind of run it by in a computer and it'll be taken care of. And then he has also zakashas on that and so on. Well, Lazeni Oimer, so the Akeda says, Kidvara Chalomos, the Sod Pisono, Vasivas Muchasan, Vichil of Kavanas, Vichil of Gerufam, Kulon Zoch Elihu Pictorum is by the way. The whole concept of dreams, different types of dreams, different madrigas of dreams, and everything about it is mentioned in the Pasuk of Elihu. Elihu was one of Eov's friends. Eov sat three friends and argued and debated his matzav, and one of them tells him, I had a dream last night. So he says, b'chalom, in a dream, chizoyin laila, in a vision of night, b'nifol tardema ala nashim, when a deep slumber overcomes people, b'tnumas alei mishkav, when I'm sleeping on my bed, oz yigala oizan anashim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks into the ears of people, b'musram yachtoim, so he has a whole list of things over here. That this is when he inscribes his words and etc. Hine says, Because of a reason called Shlosha Mina Madregas, there are three Madregas listed in this pasuk. Shem Ruah Sachach Malokis Egalas Das Anoshar Estibam Laishin Loidim Asashias Ankar. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu has given three different Madregas of interaction with people, so as to tell them what will be. Harishayna, the first one is Nevuah, that the Nevi'ah Emes all attained, and that's called B'chalom B'chizayon Laila. So at night, in a vision, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Nevi'ah. Two, Vashenis, is Ruach HaKadosh, which is lower. Sh'ro v'nyonu al di'bit l'akos ha'gufis v'tadim masam. It requires a certain putting to sleep of different kochos of the person, and like Nevi'im would get it also sometimes. So there is, it's not quite the vision of the first one where Hashem comes and appears, but there's a certain freezing of the normal human activities, and a person connects to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, both of them are miyuchot Kal Yisrael. There's a third madrega. Omnam yesh madrega shlish is shveil. There's a third lower madrega, mishutev skalash, which is common to all of humanity. V'hi ki be'eis ha'shena b'shichom v'shkav m'chalem z'chalem. That when they're sleeping, they dream something. Some of them just are worthless. And so on. Some of them have mamish, but they mean something, but some of it's more, some of it's less. Some of them predict a lot. Like it says in Chazal that a dream is 1/60th of Nebuah. It could be a spark of Nebuah, but a very low one. So, and that's why they use the phrase 1 of 60. 1 of 60 is the smallest amount that still exists as an entity, the first one. In terms of trefis, in terms of, you know, tam, 1/60th means I can still feel the taste. Anything more than that, anything from a 60th onwards, it becomes diluted. V'hinei says, B'yois zois ha-madregat ha-rishayin es gilu milso ba'alma. Being that this is something that is possible to everyone, and it's just sort of like eavesdrapping on a conversation, Akash Prabhu sometimes talks into human ears, and then he explains the pasuk that because this is a very, very low level of Nevuah, it comes very confused, very mixed up with other things, and so on and so forth. He says, "The ein makim mitzurif l'shidak alavoy gam kim reshum mizorin choykim vein meivin." And he's very, very hard to figure out what it is that he's seeing. So yes, there's a true Nevuah in this, but it's so mixed up with all sorts of other stuff that it's really hard to know what the person, what's right and what's wrong. Because there is sibel ha'hasa adam me'asei, klaim she'yusa ha'maisa ha'roshim by ma'adam ha'cholim. So he says it's something. He explains the pasuk that people should actually not even listen to dreams like that because they don't know what part of the dream is true and what sense it's true. What is the message? It's something. A dream as it is something that should not be. It should not be of any use to a person because it's such a mess. It includes fantasies and hidden desires and things that he's confused about and so on. V'hinei says, "Bazim v'eres asiba shal yuchayi mashamarnu, v'ushal lo yimotza etz ha'molocha zu rak mi she'eschazek b'koach ha'meshayu shazacharnu." So you need to find someone who's able to analyze the dream and to pick out what's a real message of Kadosh Baruch Hu and what's the person's own jumbled fantasies. Via Boki Mukhashasel Advarm, Bizarre's liver memdovtechtova, Kiborer Ochel, Doch Ochel Doch Solas. Like somebody picking out bits of food out of a lot of junk. So it's not as if, do you know the dream or not? It's like asking, how good are you at picking food out of a big pile? Some better, some worse. It's a mess. It's a big pile of jumbled stuff that includes grains of truth to it. So it's not as if either you got the meaning or you didn't get the meaning. Your question is, how much of the meaning did you get and how much of the junk did you reject? That's what it means. And he says, and therefore different people can have different understandings of what the dream is, and they'll all be right. So you can have where one person recognizes truth A, but thinks that point B is nonsense, and vice versa. This is what Chazal meant, that the dreams are really contingent on the pisrum. So Akeda says a very, very different explanation and interpretation of what what it means that it goes bust of the poser. It doesn't mean that the dream itself can mean anything. It's like putty, and whatever you decide to build out of it, that's what it becomes. That would be ludicrous. Then the dream itself is inherently meaningless. You could use tarot cards or something. It doesn't mean anything. He says something very different. A, different people will get different truths out of the message. It's like, for instance, let's say I tell you, let's say I have a big bank of data about any phenomena, physical phenomena, sociological phenomena, anything like that. I can say the data is only as good as the analyst. It's not because the analyst puts in what he wants into it. It's what he notices. So if you have a mass of data and you don't pick up on a pattern, then you don't have it. Then for all practical purposes, it hasn't been revealed, even though technically it's in the pile of the data, but it's meaningless. So the first thing is, if someone doesn't see it, then it's not apparent. And then he says a second point that's really quite important. If something comes true to me, if something happens to me, if I didn't know beforehand, and I didn't understand it as such, so for all practical purposes, it goes on my radar screen. For instance, there are normal types of noises outside of my house at any given time. A car honks sometimes. So someone asked me, was there anything strange in the house? Did anything strange happen in the street today? No, I don't know. Was there honking? Was there beeping? Was there chirping? Was there this? I don't know. These noises are normal noises, and they go on. But let's say I tell you at 11:03, there will be a car that will honk outside. And at 11:07, two birds will chirp. And then it happens. So I'm stunned. I'd say, hey, something's going on over here. In other words, many of the things that are predicted by the dream, if we're not pointed to it in advance, then it's basically, as far as we're concerned, doesn't happen. Because things don't happen to us unless they get noticed. So yes, the cars beeped and then birds chirped, but they registered as nothing. We go through a lot of events over a day, and if someone tells you anything meaningful happened to you today, I would say, no, I don't know, nothing, normal, whatever, because we only pick up on those things that A, are extraordinarily unusual, B, if I was told in advance that this would happen, and it happens exactly as predicted, I recognize it because of that as an unusual event. So if I have a dream, and I go to somebody who's supposed to call them, and he points at something, and he says, this is the piston of the hull, this is what's going to be. And then it happens, that becomes a meaningful part of my life. In the Zohar it says, Reb Chiya v'Reb Yosef v'Shchicha kamei Reb Shimon. Reb Chiya v'Yosef used to go to Reb Shimon. Omru, they said, Hod etnan kecholma, kol chalmo delei ispasha, ki gata mekarya. A dream that doesn't have its pisrin yet, that hasn't been explained is like a letter that wasn't read. What does that mean, sis? He begin this kain v'lo yada. Does it mean that it happens, but he just doesn't know about it? Or it just doesn't happen? Amalu is kain v'lo yada. It happens, but he's not aware of it. The chalma talya layu. The dream is up to him. V'ihu lo yada is kain v'lo yiskayim. And he himself is not aware of it happening or not happening. So v'meila, it's as if it didn't happen. So he says the Zohar here clearly is saying the statement that he's saying that a cholam that we don't know about is going to happen, except that if we don't know about it, for all practical purposes, it's an event that's meaningless in our life. It just as well could have not happened. It's very interesting. There are events that we're not aware of and we leave an impression on us. But we have to have some level of awareness. Imagine I tell you, a week ago you were staying in this hotel. I say, yeah. Next door to you was a guy with a bomb. And this and that. I mean, it's not going to leave a mark on me. I mean, I say, wow, it's not, because when I live through it, but if someone tells me now, the guy next door to you has a bomb, I live through it, and it affects me emotionally and so on. So you can have a situation where two or three poster halomas are all right. Because each one has a different feel for his friend, and he can bring out a point to light. And it's possible that one person should be able to look at a dream from all sides, and by seeing what fits the person and so on, he can pick out what's the chaff from the from what's good and what's good from the shaft and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here.